Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, we're good. Open your Bibles tonight to Philippians chapter 4. And we'll continue to study on hearing the voice of God. And I've been this text a lot because it's really good. Amen? And the adversary is constantly trying to steal our peace in every different direction, right? Come on. And if he's truly trying to steal our peace, we need to deal with it. We just can't ignore what's going on. We got to address what's happening, right? Amen? And we address it in love and by the Spirit of God. Amen? So in Philippians chapter 4, I'm going to begin to read in verse number 4. I said, having this sheet 6, but I'm going to start at 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Hallelujah.
He said, rejoice in the Lord. How many? How often?
Always.
And again, I say.
Always.
In other words, he's reminding us that we need to constantly rejoice.
Yes.
You know, the Word of God says, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. And I don't know what you're going through, but I know what God has carried you through already. And everyone has something to celebrate and rejoice about.
That's right.
Amen. Look down at someone near you and just smile and start rejoicing and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, there's an old saying. You know, here, hey, let me say this. I thought this was wrong sometimes. The way this statement was made. Now, I used to say, well, that ain't a good statement. Fake it till you make it. Practice what you preach. And sometimes we have to fake it till we make it and practice what we preach to get this smile on our face. Amen? Because out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth's going to start speaking. Amen? And the words that are coming out. So he says to us, I'm going to go here, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. That word careful means to be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You notice there's nothing negative there? You know, there's something about having a positive mindset. Hello? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That gives me the positive attitude. Because most of the time I can't do it in my own power, my own strength. If I was depending on myself to do it, most of the time I would fall short. Amen? But I don't fall short because I'm resting and trusting in him and not me. So he says in the last days, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So the first thing I want to talk to you about tonight is the peace, the power. God gives us the strength. Remember, we say it a lot, and the Apostle Paul said, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I would rather glorify God in my infirmities that his power may rest upon me. So most of the times when we're looking for the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, we've got to trust in the Lord for it. And Psalms 29. Huh? We haven't filled it in the blanks yet. Oh, what happened to the PowerPoint? Oh, wait 1 second. We haven't got to the, okay. Wait 1 second. She accidentally turned it off. All right, let's go ahead and sing. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. I can't. Nobody, everybody's waiting for the PowerPoint. You can't what? Don't you just turn that thing back on? Okay. Hallelujah. So the fill-in, I'm going to be talking about the fill-in tonight. First fill-in on your sheet is the peace. The first part of the peace is the power. The power that isn't evident on the screen tonight, but is evident inside each and every one of our hearts and lives. Amen. We can't depend on man's power. We got to depend on God's power. Amen. So in Psalms 29, the Word of God says this. It says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. How many children of God do we have in the room? Amen. You're a child of God. You're his people. And the Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. In the time and the age we're living in, for us to keep our minds and to keep our hearts, we have to be depending on the Spirit of God that's in us. Amen. And the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, and the peace. God doesn't give you fruit of the Spirit to steal the fruit from you. God isn't an Indian giver. All right? So we're looking at this. And the adversary will try to steal your joy. He will try to steal your peace. But God wants you to know that you have the power to overcome him through Jesus Christ. Secondly, look at that coming back up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at that. Second is the perfection. Isaiah chapter 26. Verse number 3. This is very interesting here. Verse number 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I got to get this and read this for the ones that may not have read it today. Bear with me a second. Thank you for smartphones. I wish I was smart enough to use it. Listen to this. Listen to this with these words. Life is full of trouble. We have our share of pain. Some days it's just a struggle to stay above the waves. But God is near the broken, so lift your weary head. He is so much stronger than what you're up against. Some see a mountain, faith sees the mountain moved. Some see the waters, faith can see us walking through. So in this moment, just keep trusting and believe. There are some things that only faith can see. Fear says you'll never make it, and doubt can grip your heart. When dreams you once believed in have all been torn apart, but there on the horizon you see the morning break, life is so much clearer through the eyes of faith. Amen. I know the Lord wanted to minister to us through the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, that perfect peace. And he says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now, wait a minute. Am I saying to anyone in the room that when the devil steals your peace, you're not trusting in God? Not at all. We all go through trials. We all go through storms. We all go through tribulations. But God wants us to know that he has the answer to every problem, every situation, every circumstance that we go through, God has our answer. Amen. Amen. God has our answer. And what we try to do so many times, we try to do it in our own strength and our own power and our own ability, and we fall a little bit short, and then our self-esteem gets beaten up and we start condemning ourselves, and that condemnation thing comes in, my value, my worth, and he starts stealing all those things. But God reminds us that the devil is a liar and he's the father of all lies. God's word will be manifested. It will be manifested in and through our lives if we just trusted him. Amen. Amen. In other words, he's not saying anywhere that we're not going to go through some stuff. Oh boy, I had some tests this week and some tests last week. Amen. And tests the week before. Amen. And guess what? If I had somebody grading me, some of the tests I failed, but a majority of them I won.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't win every battle. Amen. But when I don't win a battle, what the Lord says to me, he says, reflect on the last battle that you won. And then when I reflect on the last battle where I was victorious, all of a sudden faith arises. Amen. And then the enemy doesn't get that space to beat me up as much.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody, are you with me? So he says to us that the positioning in John 16, verse 33, Jesus is speaking. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. He said you too will. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? So we were looking at first the peace, the power, the perfecting, and the positioning. Secondly, we're going to look at the producing. The producing. The wisdom. In John 14, verse number 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Amen. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, has given us his peace. Now, what am I saying? What I'm saying, if greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, I've got to let this greater one overcome myself, my flesh, my mind, amen, and have the and reflect upon and know that we have the mind of Christ, amen, amen, and that we can overcome him, the adversary, and whatever we're facing and whatever we're going through, amen. One of the things that the reason that the Lord gives us peace for is because stress and anxiety brings sickness and disease. There's things that go with it. I mean, it doesn't come alone. It's a devil that brings demons with it and tries to destroy lives. Amen. But God's given us all the ammunition. We need to beat the old devil up. Amen. So secondly, the wellspring of wisdom, I have in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16. Are you with me tonight? Amen. Solomon says in verse number 20, he said, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that have it, but the instruction of fools is folly. And here's what I like, this verse 23. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, the Lord's saying to us, if we want to maintain our peace, don't speak turmoil. Don't speak unrest. You know? In other words, what I have, if I have the authority to take authority over the atmosphere that I'm in, but in the name of Jesus, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. So wherever I go or wherever we go, the peace of God comes with us. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Why? Because we have the Prince of Peace. Amen. We're walking in wisdom. Amen. And the witness I have in 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is one of these ones I couldn't get fired up about. I have to speak softer. Is that okay? Amen. You'll bear with me. I love what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. What are we talking about? We're talking about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So thirdly, we're looking at the possessing of it. The possessing of it. To possess it. Possess it. To keep it. Amen. I have to keep. In John chapter 17. Verse number 11. Jesus said this. He says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I have come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Amen. And in other words, we're in it together. As a family, when you go through something, you're not going through it by yourself. We go through it as a family. There's many broken families, but we're not to have broken families in the body of Christ. God is, that's where the healing comes. That's where the restoration comes. That's where the reconciliation comes. That's where the peace and the joy comes. Because as a family, no matter how different we are from one another, no matter where our backgrounds are, we all serve the same Lord. We all have the same Spirit. And we're all going to the same place. We're all heading to the same location, heaven. There isn't five heavens. There isn't 10 heavens. There isn't 20 heavens. There's only one heaven, and there's one hell. And God bless it, we're going to the heaven, all right? Amen. Why? Because we're in unity together, because we're loving one another, because we're forgiving one another. Amen. And because we're accepting one another just as we are. And we're not allowing the enemy to steal our peace and bring division. Amen. So he says to us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, the apostle to know, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. The Apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy, says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You know, so what we're doing is we're holding on to the promises of God. All the promises of God is what?
Yes and amen.
Yes and amen. Amen? Amen? Is there any areas in your life, in your families or whatever, where you see the adversary trying to steal your peace, trying to steal your joy, trying to interrupt and move in? Amen? God is saying to us, we've got all the answers for every problem the world is facing. Hallelujah. Isn't that pretty cool? I think it's cool. Matter of fact, I think God's pretty cool. Amen. 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 You know, when I flub up, when I make a mistake, the Father always reveals it to me in love. He just says, gently comes to me. He didn't yell at me and say, what'd you do wrong? Why'd you do that? I'm going to slap some sense into you, boy. Well, no, he doesn't come like that. He comes in love. And then when he reveals it in love. And he doesn't tell you, he lets you tell him. In other words, he reveals it to us. So he said, oops. Amen? And so the Kindle in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter 1. Verse number 5, I'm going to start there. The Word of God says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at his appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom, having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believe and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. You know, one of the things that the Lord constantly, I remind myself of when I'm going through a battle or I'm going through a storm, is that I have a heavenly reward, and I have the reward of heaven. Amen. And I have the reward of God and through Christ that he's given to us. So as we're looking at this, all of a sudden, when we're facing these things, faith stirs up inside of us because we are able to look past what we're facing to the promise that God's given us. Amen. You know, the Bible says, without vision, my people perish. In other words, you keep reminding yourself of your God-given vision. You keep reminding yourself when those things come, and you got to speak those things. Amen. Let's not feed the adversary, and he'll put all kinds of roadblocks and things in our way anyway. Let's don't give him any extra ammunition. Amen. So we have to put this to practice, and what we're putting to practice is Philippians chapter 4. Verse number 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Amen. The apostle said, hey, we're leading by example. Amen. So what we want to do right now in closing, what we want to do is if you can stand. If you don't feel like stand, don't. But if you stand with me, and, you know, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Amen. And there's different areas which the adversary has come to steal peace. And what we're doing here, this isn't the pastor just praying or saying a prayer. This is us coming together in faith, believing for the body, believing for our family. Amen. And each person's faith is very important. Whatever measure God's given you is a measure that's needed for the rest of the body. Amen? That everybody's important. So can we just lift our hands to heaven and we'll just thank the Lord? Father, we thank you first and foremost for the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father, right now in our family, in our body, Father God, where the enemy has come in like a flood in different areas, your word declares the Spirit of the Lord has lifted a standard against him, and that standard was raised in the cross of Calvary, Father God. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're releasing the battle. Whatever you are facing, whatever you're going to, he has said, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. In other words, you are not strong enough to fight what you're trying to fight. So the Lord is saying to you tonight, give that battle to me. The battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast all our cares upon you, Lord, for we know that you care for us. And the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, we praise you for this and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.